Multiplied tenfold inside her head. She staggered out of bed and reached for her dressing gown, but somebody had beaten her to the door. The hammering was followed by the sound of raised voices that Julie didn't recognise, and she dashed to the landing to see what the commotion was about. As she peered down the stairs, her father glanced towards her, bearing a puzzled but grave expression. There were two strangers in the hallway, a plain, manly-looking woman of about 30, and a tall, middle-aged man with rugged features. Julie's mother stared up the stairs, her face a deathly pallor, her voice shaking as she uttered,
"They're the police. They want you, love."
Julie panicked and began to walk downstairs while asking, "What are you talking about, Mum? What would the police want with me?" She saw the policeman nod in her direction as he addressed her father, saying,
"Is this her?"
"Yes,"
Bill muttered and hung his head in shame. The policeman then focused his full attention on Julie as he spoke the words that would remain etched on her brain for the rest of her life.
"Julie Quinley, I am Detective Inspector Bowden. This is Detective Sergeant Drummond. I am arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Amanda Morris. You do not have to say anything unless you wish to do so, but what you say may be given in evidence."
Julie stared at the police officer in disbelief and confusion as she tried to take it all in. She wanted to ask what, why, when, but the shock of this statement rendered her speechless and she couldn't force the words from her mouth. Inspector Bowden, heedless of Julie's emotional state, was keen to get down to business straight away.
"Sergeant Drummond, accompany her to her bedroom while she gets dressed and watch her very closely."
He then turned to Julie's parents.
"As soon as your daughter is dressed, she will be taken to the station for questioning while we conduct a thorough search of the house." "What do you mean, search? What are you searching for?"
asked Bill.
"Drugs, Mr. Quinley,"
the inspector stated. On hearing the word drugs, Bill was unable to contain himself any longer, and Julie watched helpless as he metamorphosed into a frenzied maniac.
"Drugs? What the bloody hell are you talking about, drugs? My family's never had anything to do with drugs, never,"
he fumed. He shocked Julie by grabbing her shoulder and shaking her violently as he vented his anger.
"What the bloody hell's been going on, Julie? What's all this about drugs and people dying? Just what the hell have you been up to?"
Inspector Bowden took control of the situation.
"Mr. Quinley, can you please let go of your daughter and let Sergeant Drummond accompany her while she gets dressed?"
Bill mechanically released Julie and stared at the police officer in horror. This was a side of Bill that Julie, at 20 years of age, had never witnessed. Although he had often complained about her lifestyle, she usually shrugged it off, content in the knowledge that he was a kind and caring father who thought the world of her. Seeing him like this, though, she submitted to tears as she struggled to reply.
"I'm sorry, Dad, but I really don't know. I've never done drugs in my life."
Then she began to sob in desperation.
"Drugs? I don't know anything about drugs. Amanda's dead. Oh, Mam, tell him, please."
Julie's mother, Betty, turned to address her husband.
"Leave her alone, Bill. Can't you see she's in a state? You're only making matters worse."
Inspector Bowden continued officiously.
"Now, if you will permit me to explain to all concerned, Amanda Morris died of severe intoxication and a possible drugs overdose in the early hours of this morning. As she was in the company of Julie Quinley and one other until approximately 12:30 this morning and returned home with them in an extremely drunken state, I have no alternative but to place Julie Quinley under arrest and take her down to the station for questioning. Now, if you will permit me to continue in my duties, Mr. Quinley, nothing further need to be said at this point."
Julie's father retreated into the living room, mumbling to himself in despair.
"I can't take no more of this, I really can't."
Led by Sergeant Drummond.